Listening to Misha Gorka play guitar, one might think he was born to be a musician. The first music he heard was that of legendary US blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. It had a profound effect on the teenage Gorka, who immediately took to learning the guitar. Even more remarkable is that Gorka is hard of hearing, a condition that became more pronounced as a child. Against the odds, Gorka decided to become a musician.
Where do I stand? What can I offer? Is becoming a professional musician something that is even possible for me? And then that's where the self-doubts come in, because in society you're always confronted with questions such as, you have a hearing disability, how can you make music? And you can't possibly consider being a professional musician.
Luckily, Gorka isn't the type to be easily swayed. The 34-year-old Hamburg-based musician now has his own band and draws inspiration from his own musical journey to push his creative boundaries.
There are moments where I can differentiate speech and music wonderfully, and I can understand clearly and thoroughly. And there are other moments when all I comprehend is a noisy blur. To have such a breadth of experience, from being able to hear everything to nothing, is of course an exciting experience in itself.
Overcoming limits, whether physical, emotional or financial, is part of the ethos behind Gorka's Borders Are Relative initiative. A not-for-profit organization, it raises awareness of disability and inclusion via music-orientated workshops and projects targeting young children. Gorka is affable and engaging, but like so many people with hearing difficulties, he never learned sign language and relies on lip reading to communicate. Being different is normal. It's what unites us. We're only human. Hamburg singer-songwriter Katrin Wolf penned these powerful lyrics as part of one recent project for the initiative. The idea behind the Diversity Unites song is to challenge the views of what disability means and up the tempo on the inclusion debate.
I think we are always so afraid of doing something wrong, but if we just ask people with disabilities, well, how can I help you? And what's your story? Then I think the exchange within the society would be much better.
Wolf was among 80 people, from musicians to actors to writers and supporters with and without disabilities, who performed on stage for the multimedia project. Ines Helker and members of the Hands Up Sign Language Choir for hearing and hearing impaired singers were also among those performers. A Tireless Disabilities advocate, the 44-year-old founded the choir from the enthusiasm of those enrolled in her free community sign language courses in Hamburg's West. This year was especially busy with several public concerts over summer.
The best thing about this choir is that it gives people with disabilities a sense of achievement. Ordinary people have numerous possibilities for this, but the same is not the case for people with disabilities, who have very few chances. I'm so happy for them. Even though I myself am deaf, I know and am equipped to support myself, unlike people with severe intellectual disabilities who require constant support.
Helke is a social educator at the Elsterdorf Foundation, helping to educate young people with disabilities. It's little wonder the Magdeburg native is also this year's inclusion ambassador for communication. Helke contends sign language is a basic right for all people with hearing difficulties. In Germany, they number 15 million people. For Misha Gorka, a lack of political will and funding is thwarting real change.
We should really create a roundtable and bring all the parties, non-parliamentary initiatives and students together and then discuss all the topics, so we can create a common mouthpiece for the cause. But you have to have the will for it as well as the readiness and the awareness. Right now, you only find this selectively, but that is not enough.
Helke is open about Germany's shortcomings, especially its failure to implement changes as part of its ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of Disabled People. Like Gorka, Helke is focusing on educating the next generation, kindergarten children and their teachers, to spread awareness and understanding. Until then, she tells me with a grin, she'll keep on agitating for a more inclusive debate at a political level that respects the benefits and differences both sides bring to the table.
We need to bring together the unique competencies and resources from people with and without disabilities, because anyone can find him or herself disabled from an illness, accident, or tragedy. And it's important that they know that life goes on.
To quote the song, there is much that connects us. It's time to admit it. In Hamburg, Louise Gorman for DW.